knowing your identity in Christ. But to the research of the different groups of the identity, it's more collectively of what identity is, but it's a major more ingewikkeld dan dat. En ik begin met wat is je identity als een persoon? Iedereen heeft een identity. En voor mij is dat, misschien mijn name is Elion. Ik ben 24 jaar. En I am black. And I am a female. So that's my identity. That's what I've been given.
And you are beautiful.
Oh yes. That's my personal identity. But yeah, that's the identity that I've been born with. So, and that's the identity I guess I will die with as well. And everybody's been given a personal identity as well. So if you can sing, people know you as you are the singer. If you can play football, mensen kennen je van ja, deze gast, hij kan goed voetballen en zo. Dan krijg je ook een persoonlijke identity. But God has given us an identity. Okay, mic is off. God has given us an identity that is above all the other identities that people can give you, or that is greater than your age, that your label, than anything that can be given to you. So we're going to talk about identity. So waarom is het belangrijk om eigenlijk je identity te weten als een christelijke? Because if you don't know who you are, how can you know what you possess? What you can't even think, okay, I'm a female, how do I know, you know, I can give birth one day, or I need to marry a man, you know? It's important to know this kind of characteristics for yourself so that you know what you have and what you're in possession of. So there are people in the Bible, and I think after when Jesus came and people were doing wonderful things, everybody was kind of healing and everybody was laying hands. And then people started to copy this as well in the Bible. And there were, I think, two or three people, they started healing. And then they would lay hands on somebody and they would say, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then obviously the evil spirits or the demonic spirits, it would flee out of them. And then one day they met a demonic person or demonic spirit as well. And this spirit was like, okay, you're saying the name of Jesus, but who are you? Who are you? And these people, they fled because they didn't know who they were. And that's with us as Christians. That's why we need to know who we are as Christians. For if we do not know who we are, when we meet something that's greater than us, we will flee or we will run. But that is not the purpose. For God has given us much more than that. So, our first scripture, allow me to organize myself, please. First I will look at two people who didn't know their identity, and we'll go to Genesis, and that is Genesis 1 verses 27. If anybody wants to read for me, that is great.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
Could you please stand up for us as well so we can see your face? Thank you.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. So God created man as his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Could you read Genesis 9 verses 3 as well? Amen. So when we look at Genesis 1 verses 27, so he said he created mankind in his own image. Did you know that you were made in his own image? I want you to say, reply to me as well, like I need to know some things. Yeah, you know that you're created in his own image. Okay, so then we will go to Genesis 3 verses 5, and I will read that for myself. And that says, for God knows, and this is the serpent, and he was talking to Eve. And he was deceiving Eve, and he was saying to Eve, so God For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So we have an identity crisis here at this moment. Because the serpent is talking to Eve. And he's saying, if you eat this, you will be like God. But previously we read that we were told that what? We were made in his image. So already you are made in God's image. So how can you tell me then that if I eat this, I will be like God? For I am already made in his image. So there's nothing you can take away from me. Are you following me? Yeah, so if you're already made in his image, like, okay, I am already made in Elder Boom's image. So then they will say, oh, you will be like Elder Boom, but I am in his image. I am already like him. So why do I need to eat this and then be confused? Because I don't need it. I'm already like him. So we need to know that we already, first of all, we are made in his image. We are already like him. He's given everything that he has, he's given it to us as well. There was a scripture that I want us to read as well, and I love this scripture a lot because, yeah, it's Psalm 8, verses 4. If anybody would like to read it for me, that would be great. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And 5.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels.
Yes. Can you repeat that again, please? That's all I need.
Okay. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels.
So we first heard that we have been made in his image. And then the second time he says that he has made you a little lower than the angels. I don't know if you know how powerful you are. You actually are as a person. He's made you a little bit lower than the angels. And if you know the power the angels possess and the things that they can do, obviously, I don't know how many of you have seen angels. I personally haven't. But we've heard songs about angels and we've heard the powers that they possess. And if you hear that you've been made a little lower than the angels, it's a powerful thing to be as a human being. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so we will move on to our next one. So we saw that Eve, she didn't really know her identity, and she got deceived by this because she didn't really know who she was and what she actually had. And when she lost everything, I think afterwards she realized, okay, I had a lot and it's been taken from me, and I don't want us as Christians to lose everything first and to be at a point where we cannot go back before we know, okay, this is the power I have. I've been made little lower than angels. I've been made in his image. I can do all things, actually. So we'll move on to the next person. And everybody knows this person in the Bible, and it's Samson. And Samson knew his identity from birth, really. He was told that he was strong, and he was kind of showing off to everybody, I have strength. And he was sleeping with prostitutes, and he was doing all sorts of stuff that we should not be doing. But Samson got his identity taken away from him by a woman who knew what she had. She knew her identity as a woman, and she deceived him. And I want us to go to this scripture if I can find it myself. Yeah, we won't go to that scripture then, but Samson lost his identity, and this was due to the fact that he was able to be deceived, and he was told that, okay, you're strong from birth, so we all know that, but it's like when he got deceived, he gave his identity away. He gave it to Delilah, and he said, okay, this is my strength, this is what I have. And everybody, each and every one of you, God has given you your own identity. God has given you your own possessions. So when you give it away to someone, you give that power away. So do we understand how powerful it really is to know your identity and really to keep it and to nourish it and to actually say, okay, this is who I am as a Christian, and this is what I can do. If you agree, please say amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we will move on from that, and we will move on to what then is our Christian identity. So the first one says, we are His, and that comes from 1 Corinthians 1 verses 20. No, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20. Could somebody read that for me, please? 1 Corinthians 6 verses 20. With a price. So that means we are His possession. Everything that is bought with a price, that means you are someone, you're the ownership of someone. So we are His. Can we read also 2 Timothy 2 verses 1 verse 17? Is that 2 Timothy 1 verse 17?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, can you repeat that for me again?
Okay, it says, on the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched for me until he found me.
Okay, that's not the scripture I'm looking for, but thank you very much.
Is it about Samson?
I am looking for we are fearless. That's what I'm looking for. Sorry, 1 verse 7, and it says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So our second identity is that we are fearless. We should not be afraid. We should not be scared of what anybody has to say. We are fearless, and the scripture says that we are fearless. So
amen.
Can you repeat to me, I am fearless.
I am fearless.
So after today, I don't want anybody to be afraid anymore of anything, whether it is a situation in your life, whether it is a person, because the Bible said, I have made you fearless, so there's no need to be fearless. The next scripture is, we are strong and courageous, and that is Jeremiah 1 verses 18. That is my last scripture. If you're there, please say amen.
Amen.
Some of you are lying. You're not going to say amen.
Today I've made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land. Against the king of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. Amen.
Amen. So he says, and behold, I make you this day a fortified city. You say, I am a city.
I am a city.
An iron pillar.
Bronze walls.
Against the whole land.
Against the whole land.
Against the kings of Judah.
Against the kings of Judah.
So we can say, against the kings of Holland.
Against the kings of Holland.
Against its officials.
Against its officials.
Its priests.
Its priests.
And the people of the land.
And the people of the land.
So it says, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord. So this says, this shows you how powerful you are. You're a city. You're just so much. God has just given you so many titles that you cannot become. You can't go wrong. Let's look at three people in the Bible, and then I'll conclude my message. Who knew who they were, and through this, they were able to live the life that they were supposed to live, and they pleased God very much. And the first person that I'm going to look at, and I love this man very much, he's David. And David knew his identity from the get-go. He knew from the day that he was herding sheep, I believe sheep. He knew who he was. And even when he was herding sheep, I've never seen a person who herds sheep and still fights with lions. I mean, all you have to do is say, sheep, you know, come, gather here. But this man was just fighting lions. That means you see how strong and how courageous David really was. And there came a time when he was sent a message to his brothers. Yes, and that is David 1 Samuel 17, verses 26. And I will read that for myself. But he was sent by his father to give a message to his brothers. So he wasn't even meant to be there at that time. But he went to send a message, and he went to see his brothers, and something was going on. And he was still a young man at this time. I'm looking for my scripture. Okay, so that is 1 Samuel 17, verses 26. Are you there with me? You're truthful this time. Okay, so I'll read from 24. And it says, all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were much afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And the king will enrich the man who killed him with riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David said to the men who stood by him, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? So from here you can see already that David, he knows his identity and he's very confident in who he is. He's like, who is this man? Like, who is this? Well, Goliath is a giant and everybody's afraid of him. He says, who is this man really? And so his brother came later on, and his brother Eliab said, he heard David speak to the man, and Eliab was angry, and he said, why have you come down, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and the evil of your heart. So even his brother knew who he was. So when his brother came, he was like, you're such trouble. You know when you see your little brother and he just annoys you, you're like, ah, you're such trouble. You follow me everywhere. But he knew what his little brother had. And so it kind of annoyed him. And David didn't even mind him at that point. David was just there on a mission. I've never seen a man so ready to fight. And David said to Saul, 32, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and no. Yeah, so people are saying, okay, David, you're a youth, you're too young, you know, you're too small. You can't do this. You can't fight with this giant. Have you seen yourself? But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hands of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. So at this point, he was speaking to Saul, and obviously Saul was like, okay, don't go, don't go. They were having a discussion, but David knew who he was, and through that he received victory as well. So if there's one message I want you to take away today, is to know your identity, know who you are in Christ. We know that he has made you fearless, he's made you strong and courageous. He's given you possession over everything. This whole land is yours. People say, oh, the sky is the limit. The sky is not the limit for you. For God has given the earth and everything that is within it. He's given it to you. When we read Genesis, we saw that every living thing is ours. We just need to know who we are in Christ in order to possess these things.
Amen.
So, obviously, if we look at Joseph as well, Joseph was also a man who knew who he was, and he was asked to sleep with Pharaoh's wife. And he said, I cannot do such a thing against my God. So he knew his identity. And I don't know how many of us have the chance to sleep with, you know, officials and would say, okay, I will not do such a thing against my God. But he knew who he was in God, and he knew what he had in God. And if you don't know that, you will go, when everybody is doing this, you will go and do it as well. But you don't need to know, because you have an identity with God, and he's brought you with a great price. And everybody looks tired already, but if you know you're victorious in God, please shout amen.
Amen.
And I will conclude my message here, and I will say, the message that I really want you to take away is, know who you are, know your identity in God, and know that you are powerful beyond measure, and nobody can really stand against you. So I conclude my message, and it would be nice if you clap for me.